clock has stopped because they went out of bounds, and Hubley brings on the kicking team, or at least their showing bunch. Number 47, Aaron Ginther, stands his own 30-yard line for Harvey Trey to bring this one in. The kicker, Sweeney, boots this one off, right-footed, gets up to the 35-yard line. Aaron Ginther actually muffs it, and Kurt Kabowski jumps on it. Not quite sure who had it, and there's the official says Aaron Ginther jumped on the very last second. Kurt Kabowski was about a foot, maybe 3 inches away from making a huge momentum for the Ugly Bearcats here.
Yeah, almost a big slip-up by the senior Ginther. Got under the ball, went right through the breadbasket, and Kurt Kabowski dove on it. I'm not sure he didn't get some of that ball diving on it, but when they're all said and done, Ginther come back up with the ball. All said and done, good field position for Harbor Beach.
They're on the Harbor Beach 38-yard line, left to right across the radio. Harbor Beach comes out in the spread formation, two receivers wide each way. Kraft staying in the pocket, passes to his left, complete to number 3, Colin Cook. Out to the 47-yard line. That is a gain of 8. Second and 2, second and short coming up for the Pirates. That's the 46-yard line.
Number 5, Kirk Kamatsky makes the tackle.
10:08 remains before halftime. 7-7. This is only the fourth drive of the game. Both teams with 2 each. Ugly scored first, and they nearly took off 9 minutes off the clock, maybe nearly 10, I should say. And Harbor Beach responds with a 1:25 drive all the way down the field. It's a handoff to the right side. Derek Huff is out. He has green space in front of him. He's to the 30, to the 25, to the 15, to the 5, and he is touchdown, Harbor Beach. Sheds the final tackler at the 2-yard line. Nick Sweeney and Derek Huff from the 46-yard line, a 54-yard run to the right side, a touchdown, Harbor Beach, 13-7.
Great run there by Derek Puff. Harbor Beach going with a wing tee offense of their own. One try at it, and down the field he goes as Puff goes through the line untouched. Guys like to put Ginther in the backfield, Kraft in the backfield, guys that are going to get the attention first. Derek Puff takes the handoff and explodes through the line untouched and takes it all the way into the end zone.
The first tackler was about 30 yards after the line of scrimmage. Nick Sweeney nearly brought him down the 2-yard line. Nick Hessling out for the kick after, and it's up, and it looks like it is good a little bit for Nick Hessling's standards, barely through the uprights, but he'll take it anyway. It's now Harbor Beach 14, Ugly 7. 9:37 remains before halftime. You're tuned to WLEW.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, and 10 Point, along with scopes and arrows and accessories. See Chad Haleski or Mike Brown for archery sales and service. Stay warm and dry in a handmade cedar blind in both archery and gun sizes. Randy's Hunting Center has over 4,000 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock. Randy's can drill and tap your slug gun, mount and bore sight scopes, and even custom sight in service is available. Find multi-game feeders, trail cameras by multi and cuttyback, tree stands, binoculars, knives, and more. Get into action at Randy's Hunting Center, located at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 989-269-GUNS. That's 989-269-GUNS.
It's been the same story all year. The other team might be able to control the tempo of the entire game, but Harbor Beach can score quickly and score often. Nick Hessling's kick goes out to the 10-yard line where Nick Sweeney picks it up for himself, across the 25, breaks free of his first tackler out to the 28-yard line where he's finally brought down by number 56, DJ Ridener of the Harbor Beach staff. Justin Lisetsky, number 56. He's a defensive end on defense as well as a guard on offense. 9:29 before halftime. Harbor Beach with their first lead of the night, 14-7, after thanks to a Derek Puff long run, about 54 yards, finds himself in the end zone. Harbor Beach 14, Ugly 7. 9:29 in the second quarter. T formation for Sweeney under center. Three men in the backfield, right to left across the radio. It's a handoff to the left side to number 20, Rakowski. He gets out to the 29-yard line. Gain of 1 on the play brings up 2nd and 9 for the Bearcats.
Number 71, Mike Lukowski makes the tackle. Again, the big defensive lineman for Harbor Beach. He also plays offensive line as well, and he's a force to be reckoned with on that line.
9:05. The clock continues to wind down. Second and 9 from the 28-yard line. Maybe it's 29 for Ubley. Now sending some receivers out to the right side. Two receivers out that way. Sweeney is under center. Two men in the backfield. It's a handoff right up the gut. Nothing much going there. Harbor Beach there to meet him. Hag manages to get about 4, maybe 5 yards. He doesn't give up. He has a heart of gold out to the 33-yard line. Gain of 5 in the play. Now brings up 3rd and a long 4.
Number 54, Josh Keyes, makes the tackle.
8:26 now left before halftime. 3rd and 4 for the Bearcats. They're standing on their own 34-yard line. Harbor Beach's fans fired up, standing, cheering. Obli bringing a heck of a crowd over tonight as well for this rivalry game. T formation, Sweeney under center. Rolls to his right, looking for the pass. And he lunges it right down the midfield to number 5. It's tipped by Eli Kraft. The last second intended receiver was Kirk Chabosky at the 35-yard line of Harbor Beach. Kraft with a heads-up play tips it away and falls incomplete. But there's a flag on the play in the backfield. This could be roughing the passer. After the play, Harbor Beach was bringing some heavy artillery on the defense, on the blitz.
Yeah, it looks like Kyle Kramer is going to get nailed for pass interference here. As I think he got a piece of Sweeney after the ball was let go.
No word yet from the officials. Still talking this one over. And it's a roughing the passer against Harbor Beach, so they go from a stop on 3rd down, the second one of tonight, due to a play, automatic 1st down for the Bearcats. Probably, they're happy.
Again, Clark, nothing anybody can do. Easy call for the officials. I mean, Sweeney hits the deck hard very late after the throw is already made. So Harbor Beach, yes, they got a little momentum on their side, but cannot be shooting themselves in the foot with penalties that are going to give ugly first downs.
1st and 10 keeps the drive alive for the Bearcats at the 49-yard line, nearly at midfield of their own turf, 7:58 before halftime. 14-7, Harbor Beach with the lead. The handoff to the left side from Sweeney to into the hands of number 5, Chabosky. Excuse me, number 12, Ryan Bland. At the bottom of that pile, right to midfield, just across the 50-yard line. That's a gain of 1, brings up 2nd and 9.
A swarm of Harvey's tacklers there, led by number 3, Colin Cook.
85 yards now for the Ubley defense. They've gotten 30 yards thanks to Harvey's penalties. 7:25 before halftime, 14-7. Ubley's swinging momentum to their side. They have 50 yards for a score right at midfield, right to left across your radio, in the white jerseys with orange and black sleeves, black pants. Sweeney keeps it for himself, rolling to his right, trying to get the pass off. Not much there. Harbor Beach bringing in the split, and it is pass was incomplete, intended for number 30, Curtis Booms. Falls incomplete. It threw into triple coverage on the Harbor Beach defense, but luckily for Ubley, falls incomplete and nothing worse, and now they're faced with a 3rd and 8 right at midfield.
Yeah, Sweeney delivered it to a crowded area there, led by Travis Essmaker. Playing defensive back. Kyle Kramer, number 40, is finding his way through the line again, bringing all the pressure he can on Sweeney.
But props to Sweeney for getting that one off. He could have been sacked right in the pocket, and he managed to get that one off and ran about east to west about 30 yards. Sweeney under center, hands this off right to number 5, Kirk Chabosky, blasts through the line, out to the 46-yard line, gain of 4, and he stopped right there. It's going to be 4th and 5 for the Bearcats at the Harbor Beach 46-yard line.
He ran into Colin Cook and Aaron Ginther both at the same time as they stopped his momentum right at about the 45-yard line.
According to the spot, it's about 4th and 4 right in front of us in the booth here in Harbor Beach. Harbor Beach leads 14-7. Ubley struck first, though, made it 7-0, and is a shocked Harbor Beach crowd here. Punt team out, a little pooch kick from Sweeney. Goes out of bounds right at the 24-yard line. Actually, about the 22, maybe. Well, the official's still moving on the sidelines. So Ubley has to punt it away. And Harbor Beach's offense comes back out on the field with a 7-point lead. in this rivalry game. This one is nowhere even close from being done.
Oh, no, it's not there. That, in golf terms, Clark,